Coming up in just a couple of weeks, the next big march on Raleigh. It's HK on J, Historic Thousands on Jones Street, organized by the state NAACP. Of course, the General Assembly is back in session beginning tomorrow, and the NAACP is gearing up for their ongoing agenda, lobbying legislators in both the State House and the State Senate for the coming year. We're joined now in the studio by the new head of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, Anna Richards. How are you?
Doing great, Aaron. Thanks for having me on.
So tell us about HK on J, first of all, so okay. People are getting ready for that.
Yes, this will be our 11th annual Morrow March on Raleigh. The HK on J, for those who aren't familiar, is Hundreds of Thousands on Jones Street. It's really an opportunity for the community to speak to our leaders and let them know that we're here and engaged. And it will start at a rally at 9:30 on the 11th of February, at 9 o'clock, at the corner of Wilmington and South Streets in Raleigh. And we'll be taking some buses from Chapel Hill. So for those who don't want to carpool over, folks can join us.
Good idea.
On
right?
Our bus.
Traffic's
right.
Going to be heavy in Raleigh
it's
that morning.
It's going to be heavy.
It's going to be a lot of people, especially this year, right? I mean, we had probably not quite 17,000, but that was the number that was reported for the march on Saturday. And, you know, it's going to be a big crowd, especially this year on February 11th.
I think so. I was there on Saturday, and I think that estimate's a little low, actually. I stood in place for about an hour and then marched over.
And what was that experience like?
Well, it was great. I had friends who went to D.C. and actually regretted not being there, but it was important, and that's why the February 11th march is important. It's important that we stand for what we believe in our own town. That's where the action really happens. Mm-hmm. So our local chapter, again, is Carborough and Chapel Hill, and put in a little plug. We meet on the first Saturday of every month, and so if people are interested in getting more information about the march, they can log on to our website at Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP at WordPress.com and get all the information, and they can sign up for the bus there, too.
Is that .wordpress.com?
.wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm. All right. So so go there. And the meeting is every Saturday morning, right?
Saturday afternoon.
First Saturday of the month. All right. So speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, and I know there's a lot of items or a lot of issues that people care about, especially this year. Got to narrow the focus a little bit. So what is the march on the 11th going to be focusing on?
Okay, so there are really five major areas. The first one is expansion and protection of voting rights.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all are aware of the redistricting. There will be a special election, we think,
this
year. So voting rights is definitely one.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is education equality. So in our own community, your listeners are probably aware that we've had a achievement gap in our community among minority students and other students. So education equality, economic stability, so supporting the minimum wage increase to a living wage, equal protection under the law is the fourth area, and the areas with community policing, excessive force, body cams, all those things are very relevant to our area as well. And then the last one is health care for all. So those are the five major issues that the state and our local branches have positions on, and we are partnering with others across the state to address those issues.
What does the NAACP do to work with legislators to make that happen?
Well, for instance, at the end of the year, when the outgoing administration was leaving, you know, they made a lot of attempts to limit the power of the duly elected governor.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were there lobbying and making sure that they knew that we were watching. We mobilized, and we had help from lots of groups across the state, not just ourselves. But we were there lobbying, and we did a letter-writing campaign, phone calls, standing in the galley as they were trying to do some of these things and letting them know that we're watching.
Yeah, and it does make a difference. I mean, even if it's disappointing on a given day, like legislators do respond to
yes.
that. It takes
yes.
might take a little while, but they do.
That's right.
Speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. So Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP.wordpress.com is the website if you want to find out more about the local chapter. And before we let you go, other items on the agenda for this year beyond HK on J.
Yeah, well, we are again supporting Saturday, February 11th, for mass mobilization. April 7th is our major fundraiser. It's our Freedom Fund dinner, and proceeds from that go to the National NAACP Legal Defense Fund and to local scholarships. So that's going to be at the Sheraton in Chapel Hill on Friday night, April 7th. And again, it's our major fundraiser. I think this year we're going to need a lot of money in that legal defense fund. And scholarships for local students are always something needed. So we are really gearing up for both those things and invite everyone to come out and join us. We have a great speaker this year, Rick Glazier, who's mm-hmm. the executive director of North Carolina Justice, is going to be our speaker. And with all the issues going on, we think that it'll be an educational moment for all of us. So.
Sounds good. So yeah. Get ready for that. And again, mark your calendars for Saturday, February 11th, HK on J. A lot of people are going to be out there. And again, if you miss the march on Saturday and you regret that and you want to get involved, this is the next big one. That's only a couple of weeks away.
And
so
if
gear
you
up for
there
that.
And you want to continue to make your voice known.
The next one's only a few weeks away.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you.
Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.